Brunch time. Brunch time. Okay. Anyways.
I was like, come on, man, you got to keep that going.
I didn't have my keyboard with me. I need my keyboard playing cat. It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. And we're the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie after the morning show. This is when we usually do this thing.
Yep.
So this is where we usually talk about things that we either didn't get to on the show or fell through the cracks or, I guess, on the cutting room floor. Did you see this thing? This is something that's been going viral. So do you like mustard? Let me preface it with, do you like mustard?
Yes, and I like different kinds of mustards, too.
What do you think about this? Mustard ice cream.
Oh, not again. Not these weird ice cream flavors. Why are they doing this?
I'm not really sure why, but French's, obviously, I would say the kings of mustard, if there were kings of mustard, much like how Heinz is the kings of ketchup. But French's mustard created this mustard ice cream. They're going to be serving up scoops of it to customers in New York and Los Angeles for next week. I don't know if it's for a festival or just like a pop-up shop or what exactly. But if you happen to like mustard and want to try it, you can go to those two places. The ice cream is served with a pretzel cookie.
Oh, okay.
So you could do like a pretzel cookie sandwich of mustard ice cream.
But I just feel like that's too much mustard all at once. And I don't know if they're finding a way to, I mean, they've already created it clearly, but I don't know if they've found a way to take as much intensity away from it. Because like the regular French is mustard.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flavor all at once.
And it's very sour and bitter. And anytime like if it drips off of my hot dog or my burger or whatever, and I kind of just do the...
You're like, ooh,
yeah. Like, it's got to have the combination of all the different things, whether it's, ketchup and mustard,
mm-hmm.
or, whatever it's on.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be a brat or a burger or a hot dog, it's got to have those other flavors to kind of counteract the thing. So I don't know about the ice cream.
Yeah.
Because I've seen pictures of it just in like a bowl by itself with a spoon in it. So I don't know.
I feel like they should have, you know, those weird, I don't even know how to describe them. They're like a candy of some sort, but they're like squishy, like gummies ultimately, and they make like little burgers or little hot dogs. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to figure out what those are called exactly. But
not like fondant?
No.
But like it's gummy?
Yeah, they're almost like the Lifesaver gummies, but they look it's a little burger.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I feel like they should top.
They taste awful?
They don't taste good, but I don't know how good this mustard ice cream could taste, so I feel like you should top it with those gummies, like burgers, hot dogs, pretzels.
That's not a bad idea.
Right? But then maybe they could formulate the gummies in some way to have a savory taste.
Can
to
I
it.
Get a meat ice cream?
Oh,
that'd be nice.
That sounds so gross.
It's basically just a little like, meat patty. Just,
oh my gosh, I knew someone who once blended up chicken in a blender just to see how it would go down, and he was like, right after.
So because I was kind of talking about this yesterday with a friend. Her son, she works here. Her son had. Busted up his teeth and from a baseball mm-hmm. accident, so he has to like chew his food by like the back of his mouth or eat soft foods.
Yep.
And I said, "Do you like blend his cheeseburgers for him?" And she was like, "It's disgusting." But then we got on the topic of French fries and how people do the weird food combination of dipping their French fries in their milkshakes or their ice cream.
So yeah, you need.
So I don't know.
You need a salty, savory combination to go with that. Like,
so
they should do that.
Yeah, and I don't know if this French's ice cream, it's going to taste straight up like cold mustard.
Yeah.
Or like if you just took milk and just dumped mustard in there, I don't feel like it'd be very good. But I'd be willing to try it. I do have an ice cream maker. Maybe I should try this. Find a good mustard ice cream recipe
mm-hmm.
and give it a shot. I think it'd be fun.
I want to like Google that now to see what that comes up with and how you even create a mustard ice cream.
What are some other weird food combinations you like?
Weird food combos? Let me see here.
Could you eat this French's mustard ice cream? Would you, if someone on the street said, or they had a pop-up shop like right down the road from us, and they said, hey, you want to try this ice cream?
I would try it. Yeah, I think I would just try it because you've started to hear more about a lot of these kind of ice creams coming out that are unlike your normal flavors.
Sure.
So I think I would try it out of curiosity just to see what they did to develop it. But let's see. Oh, here I found it's a honey mustard ice cream recipe.
Okay.
Not quite the same.
See, I'd be okay with that. I do like honey.
I do,
yeah. Honey mustard.
Honey mustard's great. So it's half and half honey, egg yolks, sugar, and then the mustard itself.
Hmm. And then I put that in like my ice cream maker thing?
Yeah. It's basically like what, yeah, you would add all that to the maker and then basically like freeze it overnight and bam, you'll be getting some tasty honey mustard ice cream.
I should give this a shot.
I don't know. It just seems so strange. It seems like something, regardless of what it is, you're going to have to put it on something else.
Yeah, because much like all the small appliances that I get as gifts, I don't use them, and my ice cream maker is one of them, so I'm willing to try this.
You should.
This mustard ice cream.
Oh, you should, and bring it in, and then we could try it.
But we got to do not the honey mustard. We just got to do the
straight up mustard.
Yellow mustard. And maybe I'll give that a shot, and we'll see what it ends up tasting like. So stay tuned for that. But if you want to check out past podcasts, you can always do that. We got more than just the Brunch Time podcast. There's a whole bunch of stuff for you to check out, and it's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb, and also with our podcasts, you can subscribe anywhere. You can also find them if you download the Coast app. All you got to do. So go to your app store, whether you got Google Play or you got the Apple Store or any of the other ones, Amazon. You just search for 98.3 The Coast. We got a brand new app that you're able to check out podcasts, enter contests, check out all the cool things that we have to offer for the morning show, and so much more. So we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow.
Yep. See you then.